Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of such a
group. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show for Thursday. It's it's March 11th already, 2021. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I have to cancel this, continue without, because I can't see, so I have to cancel that. All right, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Timothy Cameron, how are you, my brother? Welcome, 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 welcome on in. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, it's the Ron Kelly Show. .com. So good evening, everyone, and welcome to another great edition of the Ron Kelly Show, heard in limited syndication across the fruited plain of the United States of America and on the web at blogtalkradio.com. TheRonKellyShow.com. All right, first and foremost, I need to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for carrying me and you through this most difficult period I think that any of us have gone through, especially last year, 2020. Now, we seem to be winning the war against the coronavirus, but everybody slow your roll. Slow your roll. You got to keep wearing those masks. So we seem to be winning the war against the coronavirus. We have three vaccines that are out right now. And the fear of the vaccine seems to be waning a little bit because there are more and more people are taking the vaccine. I don't know. I know that the president, President Obama, President George W. Bush, and former President Bill Clinton, and the first ladies have been doing interviews, and commercials, I should say, touting the coronavirus vaccine. I plan on taking it myself, keeping it 100 with my people, which I like to do. I plan on taking the coronavirus vaccine when it's my turn myself. Now, my buddy Dave Ullman from Patterson sent me like 50 messages. And I love you, Dave Ullman. Don't get me wrong. I love you, my brother. He's telling me how I could get the vaccines. I live in Essex County, New Jersey. And so I'm going to take a look into that because I definitely want to take the vaccine. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have to take the vaccine eventually. But first, before I go on any further, let me thank Timothy Cameron, my brother Ronald McCready, my grammar school, fourth grade grammar school brother. How are you, man? Gail Carnegie. If I wanted to kill you, Gail, all I have to do is look on Facebook. I can find out where you're at. Keep that in mind. Love you, Gail. And Colette Bannister Matthews, greetings to you, my sister, and welcome. Thank you for joining me here on a Thursday night. A beautiful day today. It's 70 degrees in a lot of areas in the cold and frigid northeast of the United States of America. It was a great day today. I believe tomorrow was going to be compatible with today. So everybody get out and enjoy it. Now, I saw a lot of people. I sat outside and spoke my cigar, you know, my pre-radio show cigar in a little park down the street from me in Montclair, New Jersey. And so a lot of people out with shorts and t-shirts and stuff like that. It's not time for that. It's not time for that. Everybody needs to slow your roll and slow it down. Shout out to Suzanne Newman, who got her vaccine today. Yay, I guess that was the first one. And there are some vaccines where you don't need two doses. I believe the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved over the last week or two. And they've joined together with the giant company Merck Incorporated. Well, I didn't know they had a black president. I'm very surprised to see that the Merck company, pharmaceutical giant in the state of New Jersey here, has a black CEO. I was very surprised and proud to see that. Suzanne Newman, congratulations. Jimmy Williams, my brother from another mother, Jimmy Williams, thank you for joining me as well. And all of y'all who are on the feed right now, Ronald McCready says that double mask was hot. Yeah, I guess so. But everybody, you know, those of you who got the vaccine, there's still is a trial period, and we still need to exercise caution and don't go running out and not wearing your mask. So those of you who have been vaccinated, you still need to take the precautions and continue to wear your mask. Don't do like Mississippi and Texas. The governors of Mississippi and Texas have stripped off all restrictions, and you are able to, if you're down in Texas, you can go where you want, do what you want, eat where you want, sleep where you want, and there are no requirements for a mask. Now, I believe that the businesses still have the right to ask you to wear a mask, but they can't call the police to force you to wear a mask in those two states because it's no longer a mandate. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show for it's Thursday, of course. March 11th, I believe, March 11th or 12th, 2021. I believe that, no, it's March 11th, 2021. My bad. And the time is going up. I believe it's this weekend. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the time is going up this weekend, springing forward this weekend. So, wow, already, you know, here we go. Okay. So Joe Biden will be speaking tonight, everybody, 8 o'clock. He'll be addressing the nation, taking a victory lap because the massive COVID-19 package has been passed. And, you know, and I'm telling you, it's a cult, ladies and gentlemen. It's a cult. It's a cult. It's the Trump cult. That's what it is. Because not one Republican, not one out of 50 Republican senators, not one, not even one voted for this package. Now, in the lower house, which is the Congress, you did have about 5 or 6 Republicans who did side with the Democrats and voted for the COVID-19, the American Relief Package. Not one Republican, not one in the Senate, in the upper house, not one, the upper chamber, not one Republican, not even one, voted for the coronavirus, the American Relief Package, I believe is whatever it's called, the American Relief Package. So thank you, Joe Biden, for waiting until 8 o'clock after my show was over. I had to call him and make sure he did that. thank you, Joe Biden, for doing your speech after my radio show. The speech is going to be on at 8 o'clock. I probably won't watch it because I believe I know what he's going to say. But Joe Biden will be taking a victory lap because he got this package through, $1.9 trillion. Now, and again, the Republicans, it's a cult. It's the Trumplicans cult. Because not even one. Any senators represent states. The Republican states are doing as poorly as the states that are governed by Republicans are doing as poorly as the states that are governed by Democrats. I don't get it. I don't get it that not one Republican senator, not one, voted for the coronavirus package. Not even one. So it's the Trump cult. It's the, and even one of the senators had the nerve to vote, one of the Republican served senators had the nerve to vote against the package and then turn around and go on Twitter. I'll get his name sometime during the show. I mean, it's not important. That's why I didn't look it up. But he voted against the coronavirus relief package and then went on Twitter and talked about, oh, how great it's going to be and the money that's coming in and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, and see, in the Republicans, when Trump was the president, I believe it was 2018, during Trump's first couple of years, when he pushed through that corporate tax cut, the corporate tax cut that cost Americans the exact same amount that Joe Biden has put forward in this coronavirus relief package, $1.9 trillion. Now, when it came to making the rich richer, the Republicans stepped right up. And they voted for that package, $1.9 trillion corporate tax cut. But when it comes to helping the American people who have been sandbagged by this coronavirus with the school being out and businesses closed, jobs lost, folks dying, they couldn't even raise their finger to vote for this package. Just unbelievable. So, yeah, so things are looking up right now. You know, I'm very, very hopeful that we're going to get to where we need to be. Joe Biden almost seems boring compared to Donald Trump. But Joe Biden is keeping his word. Up to 2 million people, in some cases, 2 million people a day are being vaccinated. 2 million people a day are being vaccinated. Under the Joe Biden's watch. In the first 50 days, Joe Biden has only been the president for 50 days. And already he's well on his way to getting 100 million people vaccinated. Now, will these people, will they be fully vaccinated? I don't know. But there will be at least 100 million people who have gotten the first shot. 100 million people will have gotten at least the first shot in Joe Biden's first 100 days, which is wonderful. Ronald McCready says they're still showing their true colors. They don't care about the people. No, the Republicans don't care about the people. They don't give a F what happens. They just don't care. And see, let me expound on that a little bit, Ronald McCready. Jimmy Williams says that's disgusting. People would vote for any Republican. People are losing everything right now. So these Republicans, I'm using my phone tonight because I don't like the Facebook thing. And people should be ashamed of themselves to vote for any Republicans. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not one. So, but here's the thing, though. And I got some stuff to talk about today after the break. I'll tell you in a second. But here's the thing. These Republicans, I have to disagree with Jimmy Williams to a degree and Ronald McCready that I believe that they do care. I mean, I believe that there were some Republican senators who wanted to vote for the coronavirus package. They wanted to vote because they know they need the money. They know the schools need the money, you know, because if you vote the package down, let's say they killed the package, then no state would have got money, including the ones that the Republicans rule. You know, so it wouldn't make sense. So they voted against it, knowing that it would pass anyway. Now, the Republicans that voted against it knew that it would pass because all it needed was a majority vote. It didn't need the 60-vote margin, 60-40. So they knew it was going to pass. And a lot of these Republican senators, I believe they did want that bill to pass because their states and their people are suffering just like the folks who run the Democratic states. So Joe Biden will take victory lap tonight and he'll talk about, which I don't blame him. You know, this is the first major piece of legislation and it was a big one, almost $2 trillion. But the Republicans can't cry because they pushed through the corporate tax cut of $1.9 trillion that made a lot of people rich, and the Bezoses and the Elon Musks of the world got very rich. Apple, they were able to keep a lot of their money. Because let me tell you, the tax rate in America, I think, was 35% at the time, just before Donald Trump became president. The corporate tax rate was 35%. The corporate tax cut took it down to 21%. So the corporations, the big money, GE, all these people, they got a 14% tax cut. 14%. I would die, kill for a 14% tax cut. But they kept their tax rate went down from 31% to 21%. Almost in half. And they collected billions and billions and billions of dollars. Saved bundles of money. Okay, somebody's trying to call me. Let's see who's on the phone.
Hey man, it's one of my favorite subjects, taxes.
Ron Kelly Show. How are you, brother?
I'm pretty good, Ron.
That's
I
good.
Really
now, man,
was happy.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
No, I was going to say I meant to be quick sometime during this phone call, but I'll hold you on and you can come back after the break. But go ahead, speak your piece, brother.
No, I was going to say I really enjoyed the tax cut that President Trump gave. Actually, it was high as 36.9% under Obama, and he wanted 15% for corporations and 20. Actually, I think he wanted 15% for households too. But you had to sell it for 21% with Congress, and that was a good thing because people could get to keep their money in their pocket. Corporations hire individuals. I had one myself. In commercial construction, and I know what it's like to be able to keep that money in your pocket. Also, you're allowed to expense your equipment and investments over the short period of a year rather than carrying it out into the future. But that was just a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
You got a corporation, don't you?
Yeah, but I have an LLC.
Well.
R. Kelly Media Enterprises is the parent company of the Ron Kelly Show. So it's different for entertainment, radio personalities, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little bit different. But, but not one Republican voted, which I was a surprise, that not one Republican voted for that bill. But they knew.
But H.R. 1?
For the COVID relief package. Not one Republican. The package. See, but they knew, my contention is that they knew that the package would pass. They knew. But so their vote was a Trumplican, was a Trump supporter, Trumplican vote to show their, pledge their allegiance to Josh Hawley's Josh Hawley's of the world. Who raised his fist?
Josh Hawley's in Missouri. He's a pretty good man.
That's.
But Kelly? I hear what you're saying, but you had one congressperson required that the whole 500 and some odd page bill be read. So you know what was in there.
Senator Ron Johnson.
That was a good thing.
A stupid delay tactic because everybody knew it was in that bill.
Okay,
they
so
knew.
What
it
country?
Delay,
what citizens did not know that?
It was a delay tactic. Yeah, if you watch the news, you'll know. That's why I implore that's why I try to get my.
You try to get your people to watch the news.
I try to get my listeners to watch the news. Okay, I got to take a break right now. I have to take a quick break. Everybody, now I'm going to switch gears here because Pepe Le Pew, who hadn't gotten none all his life, now Pepe Le Pew is a sexual predator. Oh, God. I'll address it in just a couple seconds when I come back from this break. All right, everybody, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
What am I doing here? Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Oh, my goodness. Pepe Le Pew. Everybody, so it's 50, people 50 and over, I would suppose, knows Pepe, who Pepe Le Pew was. Man, I missed my mark. I wanted to come back in with this piece here. Let me see if I can get it in here anyway.
Carlo and Carmen Vito just had a child, a lovely girl with a crooked smile. Now they got a slip called a birthday fee for a kid to grow up in. Let's find a place to stay somewhere far away with no black, no Jews, and no gay.
Now, some of y'all remember this song, right? Some of y'all remember that song, "There for the Grace of God Go Wide." It was by Machine back in the 80s, I believe it was. And you heard what they said. Now, we danced to that song, and you heard what they said at the beginning of the song. No blacks. They wanted to go somewhere where there was no blacks, no Jews, and no gays. And you try that today. You try that today and you'll be tarred, feathered, and run out of town on a rail. You couldn't say that today. But we danced to that song, and a lot of us didn't even pay attention to what, you know, they were saying. Because I remember that song, and a lot of y'all out there remember it too. "There Before the Grace of God" by Machine. And they said that throughout the show. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. And they said that throughout the show, no blacks, no Jews, and no gays. Now you try saying that today. and we danced to that song, and I heard them say it, but at that time I guess I wasn't socially conscious or whatever. And a lot of us danced to that song knowing what they had said, but you try that today and see what happens. All right. But I wanted to play that on the way back in, but I missed my playback. There's a caller on the line. And you know, now it's Dr. I'm reading about Dr. Seuss. You can't say nothing these days. Don't say nothing. You know, Dr. Seuss. I mean, what the heck does Dr. Seuss have to do with anything besides those little poems that he used to say? And Pepe Le Pew. Now Disney, I believe it's Disney that owns the Pepe Le Pew commercial character. Pepe Le Pew is retiring, locking up Pepe Le Pew. Now, some of y'all remember, for the 50 and over folks, unlike myself, let me stop, the 50 and over folks who remember Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew, for the folks who don't remember, who might not have been alive at that time, was young people do listen to the Ron Kelly Show. Pepe Le Pew was a skunk, I believe it was. He was a skunk. He was a male skunk. And Pepe Le Pew would not take no for an answer. And you remember Pepe Le Pew would grab the women and force himself on the women. Now, I can't do this anymore. So Pepe Le Pew now is being taken off the cartoons by Disney, I believe it is, who owns the Pepe Le Pew character, because he represents a sexual predator pushing up, because we got stuff going on right now with, you can't even say anything, never mind actually doing it. Governor Cuomo in New York, is another lady came out yesterday, and there's about five or six of them now, and by the time the investigation is over, there's going to be like 25 women who accuse Andrew Cuomo of being a sexual predator. And well, he may not be, but you can't do nothing these days. You can't do nothing. Poor Pepe Le Pew, from my childhood, Pepe Le Pew never got any, so now he's never going to get any, because he's looked upon.
Wasn't Andrew Cuomo one of the I Believe Yous?
Andrew Cuomo.
You remember when the hearings for Kavanaugh and a couple other people and the women was coming for, and Andrew Cuomo said, "Well, I believe her. So now that he has six accusations against him, and there was no proof on the other ones neither, so he should resign. That's what he was asking other people to do, either be resigned or not be nominated.
Well, I don't think he should resign. I think he should wait. Finish and start. All right, everybody. I had to switch over to the maybe somebody didn't like what I was saying. I had to switch over to my everybody who was listening to the program, I had to switch over to my Facebook portals. I apologize for that. Maybe the Facebook people didn't like what I was saying. But anyway.
Have you got grandchildren? Now in the school, the children aren't allowed to refer to you, if you're a grandfather, refer to you as grandfather, nor mother, father. In some schools.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay, everybody. All right, everybody's coming on. Okay. Oh, thank you for your call, my dude. Thank you for your call.
Bye bye.
Appreciate you. Okay. Yeah. So Pepe Le Pew is never gonna get none now. Thank you, everybody, for switching over. Pepe Le Pew is never gonna get any now. I had to switch over because my Facebook feed froze. I'm not sure why, but I'm on my portal now, which I should have started with in the first place. But anyway, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, limited syndication all across the United States of America. Thanks to my syndicator for all the hard work that they, the AMF and Broadcasting Network, for all the work, hard work. Did they do? Yeah, broadcast interrupted. Why the heck did my broadcast get interrupted? Anyway, yeah, so Pepe Le Pew is a serial rapist. Pepe Le Pew is being retired because and you can't do nothing. I said this a couple minutes ago before Facebook. I'm not sure what happened. But you can't do nothing these days. You know, the cancel culture, whatever you call it, Dr. Seuss. I mean, what the heck is that? What controversy could Dr. Seuss ever create? You know, Mr. Potato Head is not going to be known as Mr. Potato Head no more now. I guess he'll just be known as Potato Head. Let's just have an androgynous society where there's no men and no women. It's just, you know, it's just everybody is just everybody. Now we got people. If you're a man, if you were born a man and you say you're a woman, okay, then you're a woman. If vice versa, if you were born a woman, you say you're a man, you're a man. I mean, you know, it's getting crazy. Well, you can't do nothing. You can't say nothing. It's even worse. You can't even talk about the LGBTQ community, which I really don't want to, but you can't say nothing about nothing these days. He's saying something about the LGBTQ community is worse than using the N-word right now. It has more dire consequences than using the N-word. Shout out to Gail Carnegie, Suzanne Newman, who switched over, and the other folks, so I can't see everybody's name. But thank you for joining me on the other side, where I had to switch over to the Facebook portal. Yeah, so you can't do nothing. You can't say nothing. You can't, you know, whatever whatever feelings you got about race or gender, you can't say nothing. So now we have the gender reveal. What the heck is a gender reveal party? I mean, I can't take it. What the heck is a gender reveal party? Shout out to Timmy Cameron, says, really sad about this cool woman's innocence or proven guilty but convicted by the public. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. And look at what happened, you know, and I'll talk a little bit about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. She's supposed to be a princess or Duchess of Essex, I believe it is, and Prince Harry. You saw everybody, some of y'all, I didn't watch it. Some of y'all saw the interview with Oprah and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, who was the son of Princess Diana, who was killed in the car accident in a tunnel in London, running away from the paparazzi. The limo driver crashed the car and all of them died. And Prince Diana and her boyfriend, Dodi Fayed, whose father owned Harrods department store. Harrods is the big department store in London. Harrods is like Walmart, but just on a much, much higher plane. As a matter of fact, Harrods was where Oprah was questioned trying to purchase a $20,000 pocketbook, and then where Oprah was not let into the store because she was black and the people in London didn't know who she was. But anyway, yeah, so right now you can't say anything about anything. And I've said to you a couple times that the LGBTQ community has risen up, you know, and they are very, very powerful right now. You know, what gets me is some of these, and I know some people may be, well, whatever, these commercials, you know, the interracial commercials that are shown more and more regularly, more and more frequently these days, you know. And more often than not, it's usually a black woman and a white man. Now, I don't have anything against interracial marriages, relationships, but I think it's being shoved down our throat by these companies that make these commercials, these advertisers. And I think that's being shoved down our throat. And I think there's a subliminal message there, because there's always a black woman and a white man. Now, occasionally, you'll see a white woman and a black man, occasionally. But for the most part, if you watch TV like I do, these commercials, especially that Angel Salt commercial, it really gets under my skin. It's usually where a black woman is with a white man. And the suggestion is that just the black man is just not available. You know, it's the old black men are lazy and shiftless and don't take care of their kids and run away as soon as a woman gets pregnant. I think it's a subliminal message there. And I think it's being shoved down our throat with this interracial commercials that we're seeing on TV. And again, not that I have a problem with interracial relationships. I mean, hey, love whoever you want to love. But I think, and I'm not saying it's some big conspiracy, but I think there's a subliminal message here when you see black man absent from the family structure, and the black man, since he's absent, he's being replaced by a white man. Anyway, everybody, it's 23 minutes 40 hours to Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. So I know you're out there waiting for those checks. $1,400. I'm waiting too, actually. But I would never give the IRS my bank account. Never. So I'll just wait for mine. But so the COVID bill did pass. President Joe Biden will be going on the air nationally in about 23 minutes. And he's going to be talking about the coronavirus passing and the new hope that just in time, the new hope that we will get back to some as close to normal as possible. Because this has been a very difficult time. Because you see now, I watch a lot of TV when I can, and you see now that they don't have the little clock they don't have the little counter in the corner of the TV. They used to get the crap out of me. They used to have the counter on the corner of the TV that shows deaths, infections, deaths. I mean, so and that was like so depressing to see that. So why did it just get dark in here? Since the vaccine has come out, you don't see that. You don't see the clock in the corner of the TV when you're watching the news. You don't see the death rate. The hospitalization rate and the death rate was all they focused on. Hospitalization rate, death rate. And you don't see the videos, the B-roll. That's what it is actually, B-roll. I learned that in TV and radio school. And you don't see the B-roll of the trailers outside of hospitals where the bodies are stacked up like cordwood because people were dying so quick, so fast. At such a high rate, people were dying at such a high rate that the funeral homes couldn't keep up with the deaths. So the bodies had to be kept in these trailers. So they would bring the trailer and they would show the trailer being brought in. Just so depressing. Just completely like, wow. And there has been it has had an effect on families, not just the deaths. Even for the families who didn't lose anybody, it's been a very difficult period because the mothers, they can't work. They have to stay home with their kids because school is like a daycare center for most people. You send a kid to school, then you go to work. You know your kid's in school, so he's relatively safe depending on where that school is. And so when the coronavirus was really hitting, it's because it's been a year since the first case was announced. It's been 1 year today, I believe it was, a year since the coronavirus. Actually, the first case of coronavirus was discovered here in the United States of America. And a year later, more than half a million people have passed on. But there's hope now. There's hope. There's reason to be cheerful. There's hope. Because we have there's a vaccine. There's three vaccines out now. Three vaccines to cure the coronavirus. So why can't they find a cure for the HIV and some of this other stuff? They found a cure for coronavirus in less than a year. Three cures. So why can't they find a cure for some of this other stuff? Like HIV, for example, they do have something that stops you from getting it, allegedly. Now, if you know how to stop somebody from getting it, Descovy, PrEP, or whatever they call it, if you can stop somebody from getting it, why can't you cure it? That's, what's wrong with this picture? I don't understand that. But anyway, yes, there's hope now. We may have some relatively close to normal summer here in New Jersey and the state of New York, the restaurants are going up to 50% and you're able to get married now, and theaters and bowling alleys and barbershops are going up to 50%. So there's some hope now. The infection rate has gone down. The death rate has gone down. And Joe Biden is going to get on the air tonight and stick his chest out. And rightfully so. All right, everybody, we'll take a quick break, come right back, and talk about some other things. I just need to discuss before I get out of here, 18 minutes before the hour. Thank you, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness does marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
That's right. Do not get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, my peoples. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on AMFM Broadcasting Network. And going to be soon on the Now Network on TV. Yeah, I'll give you more. I'm going to have to get my beard trimmed every week. Anyway, well, I do get my beard trimmed every week. I'll have to get it done on that particular day. But anyway, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. It's Thursday. It's March 11th, 2021 already, and the time is going up next week, and it's starting to get warmer. It was a spectacular day today. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, my brother in the struggle. We're fighting this thing together. Shout out to you, my brother. It was a spectacular day today. Absolutely beautiful, and it's going to go back down over the weekend, so it's going to rain and everything else, too, so. You know, I did have a couple minutes. I did have an hour or so out there smoking my pre-Ron Kelly Show cigar, which I always do before I come on the air. It relaxes me. Joe Biden will be on tonight. Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joe Biden will be on tonight. He'll be talking about these things. So Scott Owens. I read a story about this man, Scott. It doesn't matter whether he's white or black. Scott Owens. Read a story about this man last night. Because I hate drunk drivers, people who drive and drink. You know. Well, hate's a strong word. But I frown upon people who, and that's not because I don't drink. You know, I'm not one of those people who don't drink and now I want to convince the world not to drink. No. World, you can drink all you want as long as you don't drive afterwards. Man, Scott Owens, the first DUI he got, he killed four teenagers. He killed four teenagers, had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit, crossed the double solid line, killed four teenagers, and didn't go to jail. This man was drunk. His blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit. He crossed the double line, and he killed four teenagers, and he did not go to jail. So the moral of the story now, after that was the first one. There was three more DUIs. After the first one, we killed four teenagers. Had three more DUIs after that. Not one time did he go to jail. And see, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem, and this is my pet peeve, you know, my rant and rave, my pet peeve. You know, you killed four people, didn't go to jail. And then another DUI, and then another DUI with weed, and then another DUI, and at one time did this man, I think at the end of the day, I think he did 5 months in jail. 5 months in jail after four DUIs and one that resulted in the death of four teenagers. You see, this is, I forgot that fast. Owens, last name is Owens. What is this man's name? What is this man's name? What is this guy's name? I think he got 5 months in jail at the end. Scott Owens, Donnie Wilson. Scott Owens was the man's name. You can look this up. Scott Owens. I think at the end of the day, after the fourth DUI, DWI, Scott Owens got 5 months in jail after killing three people, killing four people. Then he gets a third DUI. He gets a suspended sentence of a year and 3 years of supervised probation. So this man killed four teenagers and then had two DUIs after that. And at the end of the day, I think he got 5 months in jail. Yeah, right. How could the judge live with himself? Four teenagers, four people, twice the legal limit, blood alcohol content, twice the legal limit. Kills four people and not go to jail. Just and see, and this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. You see, because when you're drunk, and I learned about this when I was in the police academy. When you're drunk, you're considered non-responsible because you're drunk, so you're not responsible. But before you drink, and when you go out in the street, if you go into the bar, you know there's a pretty good chance that you're going to get drunk. Shout out to Anthony Moriano, who's joining the program. Yeah, so you know there's a chance that you're going to get drunk. So I'm here right now, and I don't drink, but I'm here, and I haven't drank anything today. Just use me as an example. Now, if I'm going to go to the bar, I know that there's a chance that I can get drunk. So while I'm not drunk, I should have the presence of mind to arrange a way for me to get, not take my car, take an Uber to the bar, take an Uber back home. But see, but these selfish bastards get in their cars and they, oh, I'm all right. And they go home or wherever they're going and they wind up killing some innocent person like my boy Danny Coleman, who I knew. I mean, we weren't like tight or anything like that, but I knew Danny Coleman. Danny Coleman, a couple months ago, was killed on his way to work by this drunken fool. He's minding his business, going to work. He gets killed, T-boned by a car that's doing like 190 miles an hour. This man is minding his own business, going to work, being a responsible, productive member of society. And he gets killed by this drunken fool who didn't get hurt. Just like Scott Owens. And all of these accidents and the stuff he's done, never got hurt. Four people got killed. Four teenagers got killed. One, the other one seriously injured. And he didn't do a day in jail until the fourth DUI. So this is the problem, because there's no punishment. I don't know if the liquor industry has the state on lockdown or whatever the case may be, but there's no punishment. It's just like the police. When the police kill somebody, there's no punishment. And that's why it keeps happening, because the police officers know the bad ones, because there are some good ones who I know who I've actually worked with, but they know. The police officers know that they're going to get away with it. And they know if they get fired, they can go down the road and somebody else will hire them, no matter what they did. No matter what they did. So Shout out to Shanika. Hey, that's my niece right there, Shanika Douglas, y'all. That's my niece. Love you, girl. Yeah. And I know people who drink. And I have people who drink who listen to this show. You know? But it's just like the police. But speaking of police, I know I'm all over the place today, y'all. Hey, how you doing, boo? Love you, girl. That's my niece right there, Shanika Douglas, y'all. So, speaking of police, Derek Chauvin, the jury selection is taking place right now. The George Floyd murder. Speaking of police, let me just drag them in here. So speaking of police, the jury selection is ongoing for the Derek Chauvin, who is the Minneapolis police officer who leaned, put the full weight of his body on George Floyd's neck, resulting in George Floyd's death. So Derek Chauvin is, the jury is being picked right now. And there's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on in jury selection. I watched a lot of Law and Order. You know, yeah, life in prison, Gail Carnegie, exactly. So Derek Chauvin is in court. And see, you know, things go on in some of these jury selections. See, these lawyers are real slick. Defense lawyers are real slick. And in a lot of cases, the defense lawyers are smarter than the prosecutors. Because the defense lawyers, just like Scott Owens' lawyer, beat that four people dying in that DUI accident. Did his lawyer beat it? Sometimes you don't need it. You can have a regular lawyer and still beat the charge because the DA's already decided. But now, see, things go on with these jury selections when, let's say, for example, the George Floyd jury. Now, you don't think they're going to try to exclude the black folks from no, I don't think he will. We'll see. But what they do in the jury selection, they call it voir dire. That's the Latin term for when the lawyers question the jurors to try to find out what the jurors, you're not gonna take somebody who's a Black Panther and put them on Derek Chauvin's jury, because you already know that that person already made up their mind that Derek Chauvin is guilty, and he's going to vote guilty no matter what the evidence shows. You know, so the trick is to find a jury who hasn't been tainted by all the news, and you're not going to find a person in America who doesn't know about George Floyd. George, you can't go overseas and find somebody who don't know about George Floyd. Because when George Floyd was killed by this Minneapolis police officer, there was demonstrations all around the world. London, Paris, Rome, even in the Middle East. Even in the Middle East of all places. Australia, New Zealand. All of these places, there were demonstrations when George Floyd was killed, all over the world. So it would be really hard to find a jury who hasn't been tainted by this. Ronald McCready says, do you really think he'll get life? No. Donnie Wilson says, in most of these cases, it's deceptive prosecutors to give up the case. Yeah, that's the point I was trying to make, Donnie Wilson, right on point. Yeah, see, because it's the judges, the police officers, and the prosecutors, they all work for the same people. They all work for, they're all in the law enforcement community. The good old buddy system. Great. I was going to, yeah, you made a good point. I did kind of scrape off of that. But yeah, Donnie Wilson makes a good point. The prosecutors give up the case. Exactly. Ronald McCready says, Gail Carney says, if he don't go to jail, somebody going to kill. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Because no police officer has been killed by anyone. And there's been a lot of them who've committed these heinous crimes. Tatiana Jefferson, if any case where I can't say on radio because they'd be coming after me. Mayor Keith Kazmark has joined the program. Mayor Keith Kazmark, the town of Woodland Park, New Jersey, has joined the program. Honored to have you here, Mr. Mayor. Ron McCree said, didn't the judge add? I did read something about that. Did Ron McCree, the judge, the third degree? See, because when you try a police officer, and I'm not anti-police, I'm for the police. I'm not defund the police. I'm for the police, the good ones. I'm for the good ones. I'm not the bad ones, but I'm not down with that defund the police nonsense. Because what would we do if there were no police? Who are you going to call? You know, who are you going to call? You know, who you might be getting robbed on the corner and the police happen to roll past and see what's happening and catch the person who did it. So you don't want, you want the police around, but you want good police. You don't want police who are antithetical toward other ethnic groups, not just black folks. Suzanne Newman says six jurors and added additional. Yeah, I haven't really kept up on. I wasn't even really planning on speaking about it, but it just came in with the territory. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work that has to be done to restore the faith, because everybody already is saying, oh, he's going to get, including myself. We're already saying, oh, forget it. Nothing's going to happen. Newark defunded their police. Well, not completely now. They took some money, Donnie Wilson. They did take money from the budget and put it towards something else. But I'm in Newark a lot, and there's cops all the time. So they did take, they did take some of the money and put it toward youth groups and social services and neighborhood playgrounds, stuff like that. They did do that. Mr. Ronald McCready says if he gets third degree, that means less time. I just can't say. We'll have to wait and see if he gets convicted. You know, we'll have to see if he's convicted. 50 seconds left of the program. We'll have to see if he gets convicted. And then we'll have to take it from there. But what happens is, before I get off the air, the lesser charge, the prosecutors, the ones who really want to convict, they believe that the lesser charge is more attainable than first-degree murder. So if you break it down to third-degree murder or aggravated manslaughter or criminally negligent homicide, those are the cases that that they think they can make. All right, everybody, I'm out of here. Donnie Wilson. All right, 10 seconds left of the program. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. We'll see you back here for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show next week. So until then, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. We may not have it all together, everybody, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I think I'm done.